From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Media reports Thursday quoting unidentified senior administration officials indicate that U.S. President Donald Trump could name Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo to replace Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. The White House press secretary, however, downplayed the reports of Tillerson's departure, saying that there are no personnel announcements at this time. British lawmakers and leaders have reacted angrily to President Donald Trump's retweeting of anti-Muslim videos initially posted by a far right-wing British leader who has been convicted of hate speech. Several British lawmakers, speaking in Parliament Wednesday, called on Prime Minister Theresa May to cancel a visit by Trump scheduled for next year. A statement by May on Wednesday condemned the tweets. In comments on Thursday, she said the United States and Britain have an enduring relationship, but added her position on the tweets was clear.
But the fact that we work together does not mean that we're afraid to say when we think the United States have got it wrong and to be very clear with them. And I'm very clear that retweeting from Britain First was the wrong thing to do.
Late Wednesday, Trump tweeted again in dismissing May's criticism, saying that she should focus on radical Islamic terrorism in Britain. More than 400 U.S. Marines who helped recapture the Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State are leaving the country. The Marines were deployed to Syria in March, joining an alliance of Kurdish and Arab troops and the Syrian Democratic Forces. It's not immediately clear how many U.S. troops will remain in Syria. Most are special operations troops that are training and advising local partner forces and providing continued artillery support. From Washington, this is VOA.